special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am still your host, Chris Switzer. And no, people have asked in the past and even assumed that that is a alias or a pseudonym. That's my name, you know, that's my birth name, the name my parents gave me when I was born. So I am Chris Switzer, Christopher, you know, if you must get it perfectly correct. And I am me. What you see is what you get. I am not a plant. I am not anybody's mouthpiece. I am not perfect, no. But I am legitimate. And I'm honest and I'm real. And I am one of his people, Yah's people, the Yahudim. And as such, I seek to edify my brothers and sisters, the saints, Yah's people. We must come together and unite, folks. We are much stronger together, or we will all hang alone. Please, folks, if you can, donate to RBN. Consider donation, okay? RBN is gathering steam with the product affiliate programs, but desperately needs a cushion right now to pay the bills in the meantime. There ain't nothing cheap in this world today, especially America. So please donate if you can. You can visit republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button. Or you can just send a check or money order payable to RBN in the mail. And just send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can just make a phone call to 1-800-724-2719 and hit extension 3. Just donate right over the phone. We make it easy, folks. Help if you can. And you can visit my work online at www.bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. And send me an email at thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. Right before the break, we had a caller holding. I appreciate it. James in Vancouver, you're on the air.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Well, you're not a Jewish Switzer anyway.
No, I'm not.
I'm just joking. All right. That's all right. I grew up with lots of Jews, so
Yeah, you've said.
I know something about this. But I can say, after this week, week's events, that the Kissinger dynasty is definitely over. Because you mentioned that the Iranians spent millions of dollars on those drones and things like that, right? Well, that all that they spent is worth about one tanker of Iranian oil going to China. So that the Iranians, yes, are using their oil to buy weapons from China, and they are taking the Chinese yuan as well, so that you have this now, Iran is the bulwark for China's move into the West, vis-a-vis their Belt Road and such like, you see. So, what was it? Jim Morrison, he had the song, It's All Over for the Unknown Soldier. I think that Netanyahu did not fire back, because if he had, then I think China would put extra pressure on Taiwan, which never happened. So I think you're right. They made it like they did an attack, but I don't think the Israelis did. Back to you.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Absolutely, yeah. James. No. And I'm glad you brought up the Chinese aspect, because that's real.
Yes. Yes. Of course, I can also tell you, having lived in China for more than 30 years, Taiwan and Hong Kong included, that the Chinese have existed for 5,000 years without the redemption of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So that... They have their mindset does not need, or is not sensitive to the issues that we have in the West here, vis-a-vis what you're talking about, the Jews or whoever who have done their best to modify the Western nations, you see. And this, of course, you can hear the crypto Jews on RBN Network. They're a little bit panicking right now, because they're always saying, oh, Jewish power, Jewish power. Well, you see, Iran has called their bluff. And now they're going, oh, World War III. Well, it could come to that, you see, because China is not going to back off. China has their own horror stories of Jews in China that go back hundreds and even thousands of years. The name Mike, Borodin was one. He was sent from Russia by Lenin to tell Chiang Kai-shek how to kill Chinese. You see, that's why he and Chiang Kai-shek didn't get along, because he was one of these people that... advocated mass executions, and Chiang Kai-shek wouldn't go along with that. Well, that's not written in the history books. But having lived there myself, I hear these stories trickle from people that tell me these little tidbits, and they're Chinese, of course. And they're totally contradictory to what I grew up having been taught. But rather than dismiss them out of hand, I just kept those little tidbits in my head and saved them for, you know, future use. Interestingly enough, in 1983, when I first did my pilgrimage to China, having been a student in a Jesuit college for many years, decided to pay the local Jesuits in Hong Kong a visit, where I was fortunate enough to have dinner with them one night, and I met several of the Jesuits that were locked up in 1949. And that was a an interesting interview. So, you see how it's all galvanized. Back to you.
Yeah, I would agree. What? Let me ask you this. What's your take on, I guess, because you said, hey, the Kissinger, you know, era is over.
Yes.
What are your forecast, I guess, for the immediate future with, you know, war talks and all that?
Well, I think that Iran has a line of credit with China. Iran has a deal for security with Russia. I believe now, if you listen to all the networks, and even sometimes I get negative about China too, but everybody's trying to beat the sabers, you know, saying, well, it's the Chinese that are the enemy. Well, that's true, but the Chinese already know that we know and believe they're the enemy. So what they've done is they've infiltrated into society here in the West.
Yes.
Okay, so that we have the daily count of Chinese in the greater Vancouver area goes up and up by the month. Mm-hmm. So when I was talking to John Stadtmiller in 2020, I said there were about just under 500,000 Chinese in the greater Vancouver area. I think it's about 520. I just checked it a couple of days ago, 520, 530. So it isn't so much about what they do overtly, simply that they just move in. Now, again, like take Africa. Every province in China has a sister country in Africa, which they give lots of money and technology to. And the Chinese are all colonizing big time in Africa. So if they can do that in Africa, they can certainly do it in places like Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, you know, all the stands, and the, what do you call that thing? We were 20 years in that place, and then Biden just decided he's going to dump the whole thing. And of course, it's the Chinese that are going to move in there, Afghanistan, you see. And, oh, yeah. So I think we're surrounded, and I think Israel, I think the goose is cooked. You know, so I don't see, what did that guy say? Gil Scott Heron said the revolution will not be televised, will not be televised. It'll be live, see? And that day is coming. Mm. Back to you.
Well, I think that was a very pointed end, as we're seeing it unfold. You know, this is happening.
Well, you can't,
and the propaganda is
you
so,
can't.
So.
Yeah. Well, you can't deliver hundreds and thousands of millions of slaves across the border of the United States and not know that somebody's out to get the American people and the American way of life. You see.
Sure.
And the people are beginning to wake up, I hope. I think slowly. But if you listen to a New York station like 77 WABC, they're all kicking about the immigration. They're all kicking about this and crime in America. But they're not talking about why. See? And the why of it is because somebody is selling the bonds in New York short. And so as the bond value of New York City goes down, somebody's making money, and they're going to buy it all back up. But they're not saying George Soros. They can't. This is what I think is happening. So anyway, I thought I'd call you up and say hi.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for your insight, as per usual, James. Always a pleasure.
Well, all right.
Enjoy
well,
the
you
rest
take
of
it easy.
Your-
and, yeah, you too, sir. Thanks, Ken. Bye now.
Yeah. Yahuwah bless you. And I believe, as I've said for many years now, and I learned well over a decade ago, it's all a stage. The world is one big stage. The men and women merely players. The television, the Talmud vision, the greatest military tool for mind control that they've ever concocted. And now they have it in the palm of your hand, connected to the World Wide Web. And you're trapped in that web, just like I'm trapped in that web. A web of confusion and chaos, insidiousness, treachery, wickedness, evil. And yes, like a tool, I suppose, like a handgun, It's what you do with it, right? But the temptation is so great, and it's just, it is a very double-edged sword, is it not? But yes, I think Israel does have egg on its face with the recent events, but it doesn't bode well for the average American, and it never has. We are the enemy. Just look at the Trading with the Enemy Act, 1917, and which was recodified. We are literally defined in this Trading with the Enemy Act, right? That we are the enemy. We are the enemy to who? The banks. The banks. And why do they care? Because the banks own this place. Who are the prime shareholders, stockholders, owners of the Federal Reserve Bank in America? Not Americans, by and large, no. Foreign nationalists who are Canaanites and Edomites. We've been taken over from within, folks. And the Founding Fathers said it best. They knew it. They knew it. Let's jump to the next caller holding patiently. We have Joel from Wisconsin. Hey, Joel.
Howdy. I have a couple questions.
Sure.
You have done your research, and you say Yahuwah is the name of...
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Yahuwah, if somebody says, God damn, would that be taking his name in vain?
Yeah, it's your intent. Most people that say that, the intent is clear. They're not saying it in a sense that they mean, you know, the pagan god. You know, they're not using it like that. They're using it as the Father's name, and they're taking it in vain, yes.
Okay. So my second question is, all right, that makes sense. The second question would be, where did the word God come from, and why?
Sure.
Who changed it?
Good question. Yeah, nobody
changed
it. There's
got to be a reason.
They just mistranslated it purposely because they have their own pagan gods and Zoroastrian gods and Persian gods that they wanted to use. But that would
okay.
be the answer. It was always the Hebrew, you know, says clearly Elohim. It didn't say God. So they didn't, you know, it didn't change. They just changed it.
Okay, so it's more of their deception.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why Yahusha, Jesus, came back in the flesh and said as much. He said that's what they were doing, you know, right there in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 and other places.
Okay. I didn't call about this, but the last caller was referring to things like this. Wasn't...
Mm-hmm.
My question now is, didn't Albert Pike predict all three world wars before the first two?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
So, if they can carry out the first two, they can carry out the third one, right?
I have no doubt.
Neither do I.
I have no doubt. And you're referring to, just for the audience, of course, the letter from Albert Pike to his counterpart in Europe at the time, Giuseppe Mazzini. And it was dated August 15, 1871. And it outlines the plans for three world wars that were seen as necessary to bring about a one world order or a new world order. And yeah, it's kind of happened like Pike said. Did it not?
Okay, well, that's all I have.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. And, yes, and I appreciate your call, Joel. Don't be a stranger.
Okay.
We will continue on right after the break. There's the music. Don't go anywhere, folks, and don't change your dial. Stay right there, and we will return.
Without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you demanded is now...
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. Please, folks, if you can, as always, donate to RBN. It's very, very easy. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and just hit the donate button. Do it that way. Or you can just call into RBN and do it that way. But just do it, folks. If you can, you're taken care of, you have extra, please do so. If it's going to take food out of your children's mouth or clothing off yours or your children's backs, don't do it, obviously. That's not what I'm saying here, folks, but it would be much appreciated, and it will go to good works, I assure you. With that said, we will continue right along. We're talking about Israel and the bastardized nation-state of Canaanite Edomites, calling itself Israel, of course. Not the Yahudim, his people, Yah's people, Yisrael. I'm not talking about them. We're talking about them and their instigated war and proxy wars with Iran, which is teetering on a World War III scenario. And I'm also reading from 2nd Esdras and proving it out with the Torah test as inspired scripture, 1st and 2nd Esdras, and showing the prophetic revelatory scripture found in these books. Let's take the next caller. We have Dave in Massachusetts. Hey, Dave.
Oh, hi, Chris. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Oh, great. Yes. Yeah, I'm calling from the Lexington Battle Green here in Lexington, Massachusetts. Hey, Chris, is it okay go perhaps a little bit off topic and comment on Donald Trump's trial here with Stormy Daniels and so on?
Please, but make it brief. I definitely don't want to spin off on that. But, yeah, please. You can.
Okay, I'll make it brief, and then I can expand on that on some other show, maybe Fetz's show or something. But listen, I'm not concerned with Donald Trump hushing up Stormy Daniels. Because that was just a temporary hush-up. What I'm concerned with is Donald Trump hushing up Jeffrey Epstein for good. Chris, I've come to believe that what Alexei Navalny is to President Vladimir Putin, Jeffrey Epstein is to President Donald Trump. And he's conscious of his own guilt. He denies that he ever met Ghislaine. There's rafts of photographs and video and photo. I've looked at tons of photographs.
Sure.
Ghislaine calls him a party animal. He partied for years with Jeff and Ghislaine. And Ghislaine's the real master spy. She learned all the tricks of the trade of spycraft from her father, Robert Maxwell. She was an expert in all this micro videotaping and all these listening devices, micro listening devices. She's a master spy. That's why she was able to suck in Prince Andrew, the British royalty. She's known as a British socialite. She's a master spy. She was able to. She's such a master spy. She was able even to suck in Ehud Barak, the prime minister of Israel, into their filthy sex ring. She has ties with. She's so well known in all the intelligence agencies of the world. She's perhaps the premier spy in the world. She's no ordinary woman, and. Donald Trump couldn't allow Jeff Epstein on the witness stand testifying because he was presented with Melania by Ghislaine and Jeff Epstein. In fact, I refer to Donald Trump. I call him a maniac. I call him a Melaniac. He has a mania for Melania. He wants to make Melania great again. He's a mega Melaniac. In Trump language, we might want to call him a mega Melaniac. He wants to make Melania great again. He was presented by Ghislaine, especially by Ghislaine, but Epstein. That's how he met Melania. And everything, but so. Anyways, I just will reiterate what Alexei Navalny is to President Vladimir Putin. Jeff Epstein is to President Donald John Trump, and he has consciousness of guilt, and they should back him up to the wall, and don't let him get away with this BS that he never met Ghislaine. Ghislaine calls him a party animal. Describes him as a party animal. This didn't just go on, for a year or two. This went on for a couple of decades. Yeah,
of course.
This is insane that these stupid neoconservatives, these so-called right-wing evangelicals, are back.
Yeah, they're all liars. You're absolutely right, Dave. I appreciate it. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the. They can
gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Welcome back, RBN listeners. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. Before the break, Dave was talking about Donald T. Rump, of course, the World Wrestling Entertainment actor. He's just a liar. I mean, these people are just evil to the core. If you're voting for Trump, if you're voting for anybody, you're retarded with the presidential election. I'm sorry. If that makes you mad, great. Maybe you should look at that. Why is that making you mad? You know, look in the mirror. Because I had to do this a long time ago. Nothing I tell you to do or suggest, I haven't done myself. Because then I'd be a hypocrite. You know, and I wouldn't be able to sleep at night or stand before my father. All that. It's integrity. It's your character. But yes, of course Trump is a liar. Of course he had relations, intimate relations with Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, and the rest of them. Ehud Barak, all of them. Netanyahu, yeah. They're thick as thieves. They're Zionists. They're Esau Edom. And Trump is in the mix. George Carlin said it. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. That's what it is, folks. You know how I know he's lying? His lips were moving. And that's pretty much all it is. But there is no political solution to this mess. I would avoid the politics. You can look at it, you can glean, but it's just gangs and organized crime, a corporatocracy of the rich elite controlled by the banking system. And again, in Trading with the Enemy Act, who's the enemy to these bankers who run everything, who make the policies, who get all these wars off the ground? You're the enemy. So why are we being divided just like they want and fighting amongst ourselves rather than calling out the real problem? And then looking at the solution, which is him, the Father, Yahuwah, Elohim. Not money, not television, not the internet, not a guru somewhere, not a self-help book. It's him, his way, his truth, his life. Trump is a joke. Biden is a joke. And no, there's no hope in a man. Leave it alone. Go to Yahuwah, the Father, through his Son, his sacrifice for you, your redemption. Because of your sin, your wickedness, Yahusha HaMashiach, he saves and he'll save you too. Thank you for holding. I really do want to take your call. We have Mike in Singapore. I'm very interested in your thoughts, Mike.
Yes, sir, Chris. Thank you very much for taking my call. You know, earlier you did talk about Iran and Israel. I want to tell you everything stinks. You know why? Because, you know, first of all, Israel hit a building next to the Ayatollah's embassy, okay? And there was nothing, it was not even embassy. And then everything went sour from that moment, and a few of the generals died that they caused October 7th massacre in Israel, as we know, and etc. And then Iran sent 350 missiles, drones, anything they could try to Israel. Then, before that, Iran says to United States, you know, we are going to do that. Don't you think so that United States is going to give the information to Israel, say, hey, tonight is missiles are coming. So then, at the same time, other countries also is alerted, so they hit all the missiles toward Israel. I mean, if you want to attack a country, you won't tell to anybody. You just go ahead and do it, and then just, yes. Whatever consequences happens, you know? And then, everything stinks, my friend, because, you know, then Israel, we saw that they had attacked Isfahan in Iran and few other locations, and everything stinks because it was an F-35 that they did it. It was their drones from inside Iraq went and did some kind of damages to Ayatollah's nuclear facilities. And then, on top of it, then last night, Iraq was attacked. And nobody is taking responsibility, neither Israel, neither USA, neither anybody else. And so everything, my friend, is kind of very fishy. And as you earlier say, you know, if they want to attack, they would attack it precise and not to tell Iraq or United States. You know, we are going to attack Iranian Ayatollah's proxies in, Iraq, for example, or Syria. Right. But, you know, I want to differentiate for your listeners, beloved listeners. You see, Iranians, we are children of the Cyrus the Great. Cyrus freed the Jewish people and gave them, money to rebuild their homes, etc., even bigger, so next time they would not be slaves. And then, you know, Ayatollahs are not from Iran. Ayatollahs were trained in the Gaza before, with the same PLO Palestine that Yasser Arafat and etc. They were gang of the PLO, occupied right now Iran for 46 years, my friends. So please, I know it's very hard to replace the world. You know, whenever something happens, they should say Ayatollahs attack Israel or Ayatollahs did this. Say Iran. And your listeners think that all Iranians are bad people. No, we 90% of Iranians ourselves are hostages of the 10 million, supporter of the Ayatollahs and PLO. So I want to, for your beloved listeners, always differentiate in the news. Whenever they say Iran attack, so just in your mind, please replace it with Ayatollah attack or Ayatollah did this. Because the news say Iran, the whole country, that's not true. Whole country love United States, Israel. We don't have any problem with anybody, but unfortunately ourselves, we are a slave of Ayatollahs and the same system that you are saying that they run, it is the same system of North Korea is run in Iran by the Ayatollah. So if we, so many of Iranians are in the FEMA camp in Iran right now, same as North Korea. So North Korean people are very nice people, but then Kim Jong is bad. So when I say North Korea attack South Korea, no, that's not right. Kim Jong attack South Korea, for example. So please differentiate and try to replace those news by the leaders or by the answer. You have any questions, please ask me, my friend.
No, you said it very well, and you're correct. It's not the people. It's not the people, your everyday guy, your working man or woman in these countries that are the problem, nor are they the ones rallying for these wars and these unnecessary conflicts and destruction of the people. Because who gets hurt? The everyday person like you and I. And yes, the Iranians, the Chinese, by and large, most are good people. You know, they're not involved in these elitist wars and global banking conflicts. You're right.
Absolutely. And another thing I want to bring to your attention was things will get worse and worse because globalists want a World War III. And, they're trying to squeeze everything at once, maybe from Ukraine. You know, just last night, downed one of the Putin's T-37-1 is equal to B-2 bomber in United States of America. So it's right now the nuclear forces of the NATO, United States, and Russia, they are in a state of pretty much we are in DEFCON 2 right now. And with the whole situation happening in Middle East. So I think that globalists are going to kill 90% of the world population. And then basically those 10% who can live then will be under the slave of the globalists. What do you think, please?
Yeah, that echoes the Georgia Guidestone. What they say they're going to do that. Yeah. I have no doubt that that's what they intend on. But they need a slave force, so they will keep some slaves. Yes.
Absolutely. And I ask everybody just to prepare as much as you can, because gas will be doubled, especially the Persian Gulf will be closed by Ayatollahs, but not by Iran. Mm-hmm. Again, that's another intel we have for you guys down the road. You know, things will get worse and worse. And this was a dry run anyway from Israel, and also dry run from Ayatollahs to Israel. They sent 350 drones and some missiles because they have the better missile. It's coming down the road. It can go between 3 minutes to 6 minutes to Israel. And so, right. Unfortunately, this is what they have cooked for all of us. And no matter you live in Singapore or United States or Canada or anywhere else, you have the same issues.
Correct. I appreciate your call, Mike. Please don't be a stranger and keep us updated with things in your neck of the world, okay?
I appreciate you, and I appreciate your show, and I appreciate RBN as well, too. Thank you, sir.
Excellent. All right. God bless. We have James calling back in from Vancouver with a quick point. I definitely will take your call, James.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That was a great call just now, because it reminded me of something I wanted to say. The invariant in all of this is the weapons dealers and the bankers that are funding them. The weapons dealers are going to make a killing off this Iran-Israel exchange, because it's going to happen again, like the caller said, you see. So I'll just let you go and get back to you next week with more points. So thanks, kindly.
Awesome.
I know.
Thanks, James.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the geopolitical temperature right now is pretty hot. And yes, these are dry runs. As Mike pointed out from Singapore, they use these false flags to instigate and get popular consensus, opinion behind their dastardly intentions and deeds so that they can go forth with bloodier, more hellacious things. And that's what they do. Look at 9/11, completely contrived, completely planned and executed by the Zionists. And it was done masterfully, despite some of the mistakes. But we have another caller, Chance, calling in from West Virginia. What's on your mind, Chance?
Yes, hello, Chris. You know, I love it when you stress the fact that there is no solution politically. There is none. I mean, there's a reason why they call the Republicans a stupid party. 40% of them, I would say, are Zionist Christians. The other 40% are Trump supporters. I mean, what person, what nationalist person in their right mind wants to belong to such an organization when you see it so fragmented like that? A fragmented party like that has no power, has no standing. Politically, you're right. There is no solution.
No, it's an echo chamber, you know? That's
yeah.
What it is.
Yeah, it's over and over and over. I'm embarrassed to be called a Republican conservative. I don't want no part of them. That's like I said.
No,
that's
me neither.
What are we conserving?
What are we conserving?
Exactly. They kick the can down the road. That's all they do. Politics is only kicking the can down the road. People have to get into get in touch with their spirituality.
Yes.
And it seems like they're so preconditioned or turned off by mainstream churches. And I can understand that, being turned off by mainstream churches. But that doesn't change the fact that you can't read your Bible and see what's happening. And instead of having false hope, especially in the stupid party. I got more respect for the Democrat communists because at least they stick together, right? Think about it.
Yeah.
Now, the Republicans are so friggin' fragmented, it's like, my God, it's ridiculous. That's why, you know, the political talk I can't deal with anymore. It's a waste of time. It's annoying. It's useless. And that's all I got to say. And that's, keep on touching on that point. You're right. There is no political solution. Unless you want to spend the rest of your life kicking the can down the road, you know? Well, with that, Chris, thanks for taking my call, and God bless you.
Of course. Thanks, Chance. Yeah, I can only say I agree. Your vote is a vote for your demise, because, again, you're the enemy. You're the enemy in all their policies and all their schemes. They tell you straight out, you're the enemy. How can you trust them? How can you vote for them? How can you put money toward their goals? It's to hurt you, period. There's no political solution. There's a solution in our Father, Yahuwah, and His Word, the Bible. Let's take the next call. We have Rick in Arizona. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, good afternoon. I want to give a shout-out to James from Vancouver. I've watched both of those movies that he recommended. They were excellent movies. I think this guy's got... he's on the inside somewhere. He's been around. These wars that we see on TV are really... it's really cocked up to be a bunch of BS. You know, this attack on Iran's attack on Israel, 300 drones and missiles? That's some pretty good gas mileage. I mean, these things came from, over 1,000 miles away, and they hit their target perfectly? What are they doing to triangulate and hit their target? I mean, this crap is, it's very sophisticated to launch a cruise missile, you know, and send it through a pair of uprights 600 miles away, let alone having to come 1,000 miles away from Iran. Really?
Sure.
You know, I wonder if there's anybody listening can explain the fuel systems and their guidance systems, you know, to a normal person, because, you know, I'm pretty well read, and, you know, I'm not an expert in this business, but, I mean, this is some pretty, you know, these are some pretty good achievements on both sides, right? Then Israel knocked them all down, you know? They shot them all down at the same time. I mean, so, And then you got the Ukraine war. I'm just watching Scripps News, and they're showing the women on the front lines in the Ukraine war, a 19-year-old / single mom. She's now a sniper. I mean, this stuff is nonsense. And so,
yeah. You
know, I mean, I see these wars, and what's going on is nothing but theater. And so, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Of course. And let's look at the motto of the Mossad. Thou shalt wage war by deception. By deception, thou shalt wage war.
Yep.
I think I said it backwards,
Absolutely.
But yeah. Of course.
Okay, thanks for taking the call.
You got it. God bless, Rick. I know. It's really, I'm torn with this whole, because it's like, some of it is so flagrantly fake. You know, what we see on the television, the internet. What can you believe? You can't believe your eyes. You have to have discernment. Then it comes back to spirituality. It comes back to Yahuwah. My Father in heaven, the Most High, my Creator. And we must worship and glorify Him. And do what He says. And do it His way. And when you start doing that and observing His Sabbaths and His high holy days and His commands and His feasts and all of it, you are blessed for it. You will be blessed for it. And we must unite under that banner, the banner of Yahuwah, our Father. And be His people, be Yah's people, the Yahudim. And we must obey. Because I'm telling you, folks, there is no political solution. And there is a war right now. And we're not talking about the phony war and the hoaxed false flags and all that crap. I'm talking about the war that's being waged on you and me. The war is on the saints. Who are the saints? Yah's people, the Yahudim, the remnant believers who are still here in these latter days, just like the prophetic scripture says. And those things that it talks about are transpiring. So we can sort of see where we're at on the timeline. We're pretty far along. We're pretty far along, folks. And as I've shown you in this reading of 2 Esdras, and we're going to get into just the scripture, we're almost right there. We've gone through the whole introduction, the Torah testing, the commentary, etc. And we're going to start just reading the scripture, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. It is such an important revelatory book. And they want to just cast it off into the abyss as apocrypha. Obscura, you know? No. They want you to think that it's not important. It's something that is just fake or has no import. It's not true. They're liars. These are the same liars and killers that Yahushua HaMashiach, our Messiah, came and rebuked in the flesh. Think of the gravity of that. It's just amazing what our Father has done. But it's that people's. And it's the conflict that goes back to Jacob and Esau. And it goes right back to the beginning of our Bible. In Genesis 3:15. And then prophetically, it is fulfilled on that cross with Yahushua HaMashiach. Our Savior. His blood. The life is in the blood, folks. And we must be converted in the spirit. Yes, Rao. You may be of the flesh of Jacob, but you must be converted in the spirit. Yes, Rao. I hope this makes sense. I hope this resonates with you. Because we are in for some turbulent times. Very volatile. Very volatile. And with these short attention spans of these people, not just in America, but every country, it's so hard to get points across and actually make sense to people that aren't already neck deep in this research and understand these things fundamentally. They've done a very good job, in other words. Stop watching the television. I cannot make a stronger recommendation. Take your children out of these public indoctrination camps they call schools. The public school system has failed your children, has failed you, has failed your parents and grandparents. It's not getting better, it's progressively worse. Wake up. You are the master of your household, and then you must have a master in heaven, and you must obey his commands. If you're not doing that, that's why your life's all messed up. And if you are doing that and things are rocky, keep your chin up. He's got you. It's not always going to be rainbows and kittens and kisses. But I'm telling you, it's a way better way. Keep listening to RBN, folks. I'll be here next week, God willing. Yah bless. I'm out. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.